Joined now in the second half of the show by Chris from the National Weather Service office in North Platte. How are you doing today, Chris?
Good. We're doing good. It's been warm, dry, and everything's on fire, so we're doing well.
Well, we're making progress in the fires, and the cloud cover today is going to help in that effort on containment and cooler temps. The wind's not helping, though. It's going to be rather breezy this afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, we're looking at some gusty southerly winds today. May see some, 30 to 40 mile an hour gusts up in the sand hills this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be relatively cool this afternoon, or cooler than what we've had. So, we got a high here for North Platte around 59 today. We might see some lower 60s out in the panhandle. But temperatures are actually probably pretty close to normal today for this time of year. I think our average high is about 58. So we do start warming up tomorrow. Tomorrow we jump back into the 70s, upper 70s. The winds will be noticeably lighter tomorrow, which is good for the fire weather conditions.
Right.
And then Wednesday we could see some readings near 90 again. I don't think it's going to be as hot as we were on Saturday. Saturday we were 94 here in North Platte, which is the hottest we've ever been in March. We broke that monthly record by 3 degrees.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Yeah, set back in March 16th of 2015. It was 91 that day.
Hmm.
So this is the second time in the last 4 months we broke all-time record highs for months. Back in December we were 78 degrees on December 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
That broke a long-standing monthly record for December. So, I went back and looked, and we've set a total of 14 daily record high temperatures in North Platte since the 1st of November.
Wow.
And we've set 7 this year already. So it's just pretty crazy. We've had our third warmest winter on record. Snowfall's just under 9 inches, which if we ended our winter season today, because we can still get snow here into April, if we could end it today, it'd be the third least snowiest winter on record for North Platte. So, and it's just, after Wednesday, we start cooling down a little bit. We got a pretty decent cold front Wednesday night. But, we got a high here Thursday around 70, so that's still 10 degrees above normal. And then as we get into Friday, we cool back into the 50s, and then Saturday, Sunday, we start warming up again, and we're back into the 70s for Sunday and Monday of next week.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much dry next 7 days. I think our best chance for precipitation is going to be toward the middle of next week, so right around the 31st of March or 1st of April. The pattern starts to shift. We start to see some, troughs of low pressure lifting into the west coast of the United States, which we really haven't had much here in the past couple of weeks. And I think eventually we can break down this ridge and maybe get some precipitation chances in here, toward the middle of next week. But,
well, I'm just thinking back to last year, we kind of, we kind of settled into, I don't want to call it a rainy pattern necessarily, but once we switched over, it seemed like, and we had the more of a typical spring where we're getting precipitation, maybe not huge amounts, but at least more than just occasional raindrops here and there. That could happen again this year. I mean, you wouldn't predict that given the pattern we've been in, but we just know from past experience that we can pretty much switch on a dime in these parts and settle into a completely different pattern for a while.
Yeah, we kind of lucked out last year. We started out early spring really dry last year. March was pretty dry.
Right.
And then we got into late April and May, it was like flipping a switch. And, toward the middle and end of May, we started getting rain, and we had a real nice, wet summer, and everything greened up. And then, we got to October, November, and the precipitation just shut off.
Yep.
So, there's pluses and minuses to that. Of course, we grew a lot of grass and fuels last summer, which a lot of it's dead now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fuel for fires to burn right now, and that's unfortunately that happens. So looking forward to April and April, May, and June. You know, we had some new outlooks come out about a week ago,
mm-hmm.
and you know, for our area, both those 30 and 90 day periods are above normal temperatures for us. The precipitation for April is near normal, but then for April, May, and June, it's actually below normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, the signal that the Climate Prediction Center is looking at right now has us staying dry into the, latter part of spring and early part of summer, which is not good, okay?
Right.
We kind of live or die with precipitation here in May, June, and July. We get about half of our annual precip in those months, and if it doesn't materialize, things can go downhill really fast as we get into August, September, and October. So we got to be positively optimistic, and I'm kind of hoping that the pattern does shift. We get some Gulf moisture in here as we get into April, and we start getting some thunderstorms and rain. And of course, severe weather season is going to be starting here shortly, and this is Severe Weather Awareness Week this week, so
mm-hmm.
it's a good idea for people to kind of review what their plan is, if there is a tornado warning issued for their area, what to do and where to go. So keep that in mind
mm-hmm.
going forward. So
Wednesday is the tornado drill day at 10 a.m. Central. Now, in the past, they've interrupted broadcast stations with EAS codes. They're not going to do that this year. Only if you have a weather radio will you notice that. So the encouragement during this week is just to go over your plans in case a tornado warning is issued. Where do you shelter and take care of that, both at your workplaces and at your home, right?
Mm-hmm. So, North Platte, a lot of the homes in North Platte do not have basements because of the high water table. If you have a basement in your house, that's always the best place to go. If you don't, get into a closet or interior bathroom. We want to put as many walls between the exterior and you as possible. Typically that's a closet, small closet, or bathroom on the lowest floor mm-hmm. is where you want to be. We even tell people if you can get, your kids in a bathtub, that's a great place to put them, maybe with a blanket over them or some kind of other protection.
Mm-hmm.
The bathtubs are pretty sturdy. A lot of these older homes are cast iron, fiberglass. It's just another layer of protection, mm-hmm. from exterior winds and tornadic winds. So that's kind of what we tell people, is get as many walls between you and the outside as possible.
Sure. Yeah, always good reminders. We just need to keep in mind as we get into the point of the year where we need to be mindful that storms can fire up within minutes, basically, and severe weather. It may not have a record-breaking season, but we always know in these parts there's going to be some, and we're likely to get a few. We know we'll get thunderstorm warnings, but be aware of that, along with tornado warnings, and they can pop up. Anytime you have thunderstorms, you can get a tornado warning out of it pretty quickly.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, kind of a little angle here, we've talked about drought expansion, too, across the area, and just over the past 30 days, drought conditions have really expanded across western and north central Nebraska and the Panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
And Lincoln County, a month ago, we were kind of in moderate drought conditions. Now we're in extreme drought conditions. There's actually places down in far southeastern Lincoln, eastern frontier counties, that have degraded two categories over the past 30 days.
And mm-hmm.
We have some extreme drought conditions now, which is Category 3 drought in far southeastern Lincoln and eastern Frontier now. So, typically with a drought monitor, in the wintertime, you don't see a lot of changes in drought conditions per se in a normal winter. They tend to pump the brakes mm-hmm. on making changes because it's typically our driest time of the year out here on the plains. But since we've been so warm this winter, a lot of the ground hasn't been frozen, so you know, we just don't have any moisture storage capacity taking place in the soils this winter right. because everything has been thawed, and they've really been, you know, probably as aggressive as I've ever seen it, where they've degraded drought conditions in the winter months out here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's not good. Again, hopefully I'm positive, you know, cautiously positive that we're going to see some moisture here maybe next week, and maybe that'll be the start of, you know, good things in April. So.
Yep, we'll pray for it. Chris, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time, and we'll check in again with your office next week and hopefully have some good news to report, and hopefully our precipitation chances will go up between even now and then in 1 week's time, and we can be more certain of it next week. That'd be great.
All right. Take care, Corey.
Take care. Bye-bye.